Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
After the whole FBI raid, how long's that been, guys? I mean, it's been 5 days, 6 days, something like that?
Almost a week? It has been a week today. It's Tuesday.
Okay.
Right?
So it occurred on Tuesday?
It occurred a week ago today.
Okay.
It is the 1 week anniversary since the terrorists attacked the Free Talk Live studio.
Gutted the place
with their Bearcat. I didn't have a chance to tell you about this, Mark. The video that was taken for us by one of our co-hosts, Chris, revealed that they had actually attached the battering ram to the front of a Bearcat, which they used to bash down the doors.
That's how they got the doors open. I mean, I can't even believe how they would do that with the arrangement of the porch and stuff, but I guess they got it open.
There's some video of that. I'll turn you on to where to see that. Once you see it, you'll be like, wow, why didn't they just knock on the door?
Isn't there something about a drone being crashed through a window or something? Was that on purpose or an accident?
There was a drone.
Is it some kind of kamikaze drone or something?
So, there's – at the LRN.FM studios, it's a home, and people live here. Sometimes people keep guns in their homes to protect themselves, especially in New Hampshire. And this home is not without firearms in it. Mainly what they're doing is that they're going after Ian. They're arresting other people so they can get him to fall on Ian.
Yep.
But that's not free. You still need a lawyer, you know? So
I was reading an article today that that described it might come to that. Because this is typically how they take down organizations, is they get one to crumble and, you know, give them a lighter sentence.
I'm of the opinion that they are trying to railroad Mr. Freeman in the same way, you know, make an example of him in the same way they did to Ross Ulbricht.
I think they are. I don't think this case is quite the kangaroo court yet that Ulbricht's was. This is the Dred Pirate Roberts case, Silk Road. But I have watched everything that there was that I've been able to get a hold of. Now, remember, I was in Mexico when this all went down.
Yes.
It was spring break for my son. I know people don't hear me on the air all the time, and they think, oh, that Mark, he's just always on vacation. But in fact, I don't take vacations.
That's the impression that I had.
Yes,
so you're saying you're actually out there working or something?
I take my laptop with me wherever I go. I'm doing Free Talk Live stuff. I'm doing Free Private City stuff. I'm trying to make the world a better for freedom.
Yep.
And I took the week off to go to Mexico for my son's spring break so he could he could go see the pyramids
I know how we can avoid this ever happening again. Just, Mark, don't ever take a vacation.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes.
You know, this is usually Topless Tuesday.
Oh, God.
But I don't know if you guys, might, so we've changed it up a little bit.
The captain's not going to, I mean, I don't have any hair on the top of my head. Does that count?
That'll work.
Well, I'm wearing a sport coat, so I'm not taking this. I'm not stripping down.
Two piece Tuesday.
Well, it has finally warmed up.
We're
having a very nice week.
I noticed the crocus are out. We call that spring here in New Hampshire. Mud season is another term for it.
Oh, God.
I had a moment of zen because, as you can imagine, doing this and, the events that have happened and everybody's trying to contact me about all sorts of things and all that kind of thing. It's been a very busy time for me. I had sort of a moment of zen today on the way to the studio. I live about a half hour away from here.
Woo.
And it's a beautiful spring day. The sun is shining. It's 70 degrees or so. And I just kind of rolled down the windows. I cranked some tunes and I just had like a moment of zen, a meditation moment, if you will.
It's a good way to go right out the road, into a ditch. Be careful with that.
I'm a pretty good driver, so I'm not worried about that. But I almost felt guilty about enjoying the nice day. You know, like I thought, all this crap has been going on.
Yeah,
you know,
talking about.
You know, and so like, but no, I took a moment for myself. And I just enjoyed the drive over here on a nice spring day. If the COVID vaccination was
so good,
so effective, fully tested, all of these things that you would expect, it would need no advertisement. My problem is with this obvious promotion of it.
You can make the same argument with this virus, the supposed virus. If you aren't being bombarded with news of sickness and infection and hospitalizations every single moment of the day, would you even know this thing existed?
No.
I wouldn't. I don't know anyone who's gotten sick or who's died. I know people listening know people, but I wouldn't have a clue.
I do have a friend who got sick and died from it, and I would say that he was anti-vax from the beginning to the end. I, on the other hand, I don't care much. I'm watching the news. It doesn't look like hordes of people are getting sick and dying from this. It doesn't look like it's a good idea for pregnant women from what I'm seeing, but I don't know.
Yep.
I'm not a doctor. If I have to get a cootie shot in order to travel, I will.
Right.
And I think that that's for me, that's the big thing is I need to be able to travel. And a lot of people don't care about that. They don't get on airplanes. They don't travel too far. And, yep. You know, for them, that's not that big of a deal.
I do far less gallivanting than you do.
Yeah, and if, basically, if this gets the government off my back, I'm fine with it, but they're on my back already,
yes.
And that's the way it is. And look, if Krispy Kreme wants to give out free product for somebody who went out and got a cootie shot, I'm fine with that, too. That's their business.
And check out the irony behind all that, too. Hey, we want you to be safe. Take your vaccine and be safe. Here, have some sugar.
Have a whole,
For the rest of the year.
The most, everybody who's had a Krispy Kreme donut knows that it sort of melts in your mouth. It's because it's loaded with, butter and sugar.
Yeah.
Well, the butter's all right, but it's not,
real butter?
It's probably margarine.
Yeah, I'm thinking, But the article just says, in case you needed another reason to get your COVID-19 vaccination, Krispy Kreme is sweetening the deal. It's giving free donuts to anyone with proof of vaccination all year long. Starting Monday, any customer with a valid COVID-19 vaccination card will receive a free original glazed donut at participating locations nationwide. I sound like a commercial for Krispy Kremes.
I think you can print those cards out. You just got to figure out the proper fonts and whatnot to use. I think the CDC has one on their site. You can just download the stupid thing, print it out, and mark it up.
My question is this.
Who's going to question it?
My question is this. Since we know that cops, police, usually get free donuts, do they have to show their COVID card?
I don't know what the policy is of every...
Or do they get two donuts?
Oh, one for being a cop and one for showing their vaccination
card? And a free parking spot out front.
Right.
Park here.
And I'm telling you this, there's
government privilege.
Yep. There's a lot of cops and a lot of firefighters out there right now who do not want to take this vaccine, and they're being forced to by the municipalities for which they work, because everybody wants to be able to say, well, yeah, everybody's doing it. Why don't you do it? The third peak of COVID, far more people died in the third peak of COVID than they did in the first or second peak. And you can draw whatever conclusions you want to draw from that one. But right now, we're on such a precipitous drop in deaths that it's very likely that next week we will be below the excess death number.
Nice.
The line, which means that, well, I guess that's the back to normal thing. But what does back to normal mean now? Because right now...
Yeah, that's a good question.
Back to normal means more shootings. We're going to be dropping more
bombs.
Well,
we just had those yesterday or the day before.
We've had two this year already. Two big ones. Or two this week.
I mean, I think there's been a huge drop in the number of officer-related dog shootings. So I expect that number to come back up to normal.
Yeah,
except now they're going to be using kamikaze attack drones.
You've been paying attention to these numbers, Mark, so...
But at this point, what I'm trying to say about, basically there's two ways that the virus affects people. One, it's...
Mentally.
What I mean is that, one, you have to wear a mask in certain locations, and two, different people are trying to get a vaccine. They have to get vaccines because of their jobs and these sorts of things. And some people don't want vaccines. In a free country, you should be free to choose whether you want a vaccine or not.
Yes.
And businesses should be free to choose whether they do business with you or not.
Yes.
Now, there's a lot of government interference in that particular realm.
For instance,
there's probably going to be a vaccine passport that internationally they're going to put together or whatever.
Papers, please.
Papers.
But they're already doing that. I understand how people feel about the vaccine. And, first off, I would say if you don't get the vaccine because you don't want to be told what to do, that's a bad reason.
Mm-hmm.
From a legal standpoint, I don't think that seatbelts should be mandated by law. They are in 49 states, excepting, of course, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
However, I do wear a seatbelt even when I ride in New Hampshire. And the reason is not because I think that seatbelts should be mandated by law, not because I think that everybody else out there needs laws in order to behave properly, but because simply I want to be safer on the road, and a seatbelt will do that.
Yes.
And if the vaccine works, presumably it makes it less likely that you're going to get the disease. And so, therefore, that should be in and of itself.
That's a hell of a presumption.
Plenty for you, and you should do it for that reason. Now, I'll say this. Right now, airlines are mandating everybody wear a mask that is over the age of 2. It doesn't matter if you've had the vaccine. It doesn't matter if you've had COVID. It doesn't matter if, you know, anything. And what that says to me is that the masks are about compliance and visuals. Optics.
Yes.
They're not about protecting people from things. A PCR test has never killed anybody, and deaths are diminishing. I mean, the CDC is reporting deaths. Now, maybe they're lies, maybe they're the truth. I tend to think that I'm operating as though they're the truth, and deaths are going down in correlation with the vaccine.
Actually, last couple of weeks ago when I was on, we covered the woman who was getting the nasal swab punctured her brain, and she was leaking brain fluid all down her face. So there have been issues with.
There certainly have. I just got one, and so PCR, I hate how far.
So
those
it's
things
not.
Go.
It's
how
it's,
old was she?
In there, I think she was mid age.
Can't imagine how you would even get it up that far.
Well, and we have this from BayNews9.com. Vaccinated health worker tests positive for COVID in breakthrough case, St. Petersburg, Florida. What are being called breakthrough cases of COVID-19 are popping up across the U.S. They're people who test positive 14 days or more after receiving their last dose of the vaccine. It's still shocking that I'm positive. I have no symptoms, home health worker Hannah Ruertz said. The 27-year-old's vaccination card shows she received her second dose of the Pfizer vaccine on January 12th. She said she found out she was positive on March 18th from one of the routine tests she takes weekly for work. The terrorists known as the government, the goons, who came in and raided the studio and destroyed the doors and the windows and took a bunch of stuff and took
people,
you know, one of the two founders of this show, as well as a renter
here. I love Bonnie's
here,
quote, and, the government stole my boyfriend.
They literally did. That's exactly, he's been kidnapped. These six people, we call them the Crypto Six, they have been kidnapped by the government.
A few of them have been returned. Four of them. Four of the six are out.
Four of the six are out.
With ridiculous bail conditions that we're trying to get sorted out.
Yeah, I spoke with two of them today.
Arias is my favorite. You must maintain employment, but you may not talk or see or contact your employer. Yeah, I mean, you know, they said that Aria must maintain employment. She works for Free Talk Live, right?
Right.
And but she can't see and talk to Ian or Rich Paul, who's one of her co-workers.
Also known as Nobody, yeah. More commonly referred to. In fact, in his jail bit, some folks have been trying to contact him and do a video visitation. And on that, it's his name is listed as Nobody, Nobody.
Nobody, Nobody.
Nobody, Nobody. Nobody squared, if you will. So at any rate, these folks, the Crypto Six, need your help. Because currently, only one of them has what I deem somewhat proper legal representation. The other five do not. And so the folks here at Free Talk Live, as well as some other people.
Yeah, we're coordinating getting them real representation.
Real legal help. And you can help us do that by visiting the website TheCrypto6. That's TheCryptoPTO and then the number 6.com. TheCrypto6.com is the legal aid fundraiser for these people, because cryptocurrency.
And I want to thank everybody who has donated.
A recent Gallup survey found that more than one-third of Americans believe that at least half of those infected with COVID-19 require hospitalization.
So Americans believe, the people that were surveyed here at least, Americans that were surveyed, believe that 50% of people who get COVID, who test positive for COVID, need to go to the hospital.
This is true. And this is not a new type of
survey.
This is
true, meaning that's what they believe, not true, meaning that they believe the truth.
And this is not true at all, but this is what people think. And I've seen, and there's been similar surveys that have been put out there throughout the year. And a lot of it was, you know, how many people do you think have actually died from this? And people are like, I don't know, like 15 million. You know, people actually out there walking the streets think that many people have succumb to this disease.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense. This article is going to really go into it. Why people believe that.
Well, that's good, because for me personally, when the news or anybody else says pandemic, I have a certain expectation of what that might look like.
Right. So what I like to say, and what I did say initially when it came to this is not the pandemic. This is the test for the pandemic. At one point on the air, I used to say, if there's one argument for the government, it's a global pandemic. This was prior to COVID.
I don't walk down the street and I see bodies like cordwood stacked in the corner.
Right.
You know, I don't know anyone's gotten this. I don't know anyone's ever gotten sick. I don't know anyone who's died. As far as I know, it's just been a regular year, except I haven't been in a grocery store since June.
You haven't been in a grocery store since June?
I haven't.
What are you doing?
I do curbside
delivery.
I do curbside. Yep, yep. I do online delivery. I'm trying to, you know, but I haven't.
But why are you doing it? Are you trying to avoid people, or what's your plan?
No, if it's private property, you know, what else am I going to do? I'm not going to hypocrite myself.
You're refusing to wear a mask, and so therefore you just take the stuff curbside.
Correct. If there's a way out, then I'll find it and I'll do it I'll live rough. But
it's
not
like you were going a lot of places anyway. You're a frugal guy.
There is that to consider. I've already been a hermit and I already do my own thing and I grow most of my own food. Yeah. And it's just, you know.
I was going to ask, like, what's your Dunbar number like? Are you maxed out, or do you have a pretty small
what's
network?
What's a Dunbar number?
The Dunbar number is the amount of people that you actually socialize with. In your physical sphere, right? Most people, they say it's, I don't remember what the exact number is, but you can, people have, Facebook friends. They got 5,000 Facebook friends. There's no way they know if they've met all of those people, perhaps, but they don't act, that's not their actual social circle. Your social circle is much smaller than that.
Many adults, 35%, say that at least half of the infected people need hospitalization. And if that were true, the millions of resulting patients would have overwhelmed hospitals throughout the pandemic, which is why they shut us down the first time.
Right.
It was to not overwhelm the hospitals. And then every week after that, it evolved into something different.
Yeah, right. It was completely a moving target as for why we're doing this, and still is. At this point, it's just about optics, because why are people who've gotten a vaccine or people who've had COVID, why are they having to wear masks in grocery stores and on planes?
What about the people who've had the COVID and recovered? Why do they need to show that they've been vaccinated?
It's a good question. Now, do you want the Fauci response, the Fauci-Nicks response?
No, I want people to ask themselves that, the listeners out there, folks who, you know, may not be familiar with the content here on Free Talk Live, to ask themselves the answers to these questions.
Me too.
Yeah.
The authors of the study say the conclusion is clear. The U.S. public is also deeply misinformed about the severity of the virus for the average infected person, the study author stated.
Yeah, well, they're severely misinformed about just about everything. I guess it doesn't surprise
me. So now, why are Americans so misinformed? The obvious question is why Americans are so widely misinformed about the true risks of COVID-19. One possibility is that Americans are receiving information that is skewing their sense of reality, and research confirms this hypothesis.
Wait, are you saying the mainstream media wants us to be fed a diet of fear?
Everyone's taking advantage of this COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone. The corporations. Yeah.
More human freedom.
Big VAC. Every government agency you can think of, everyone's taking advantage of this. You know,
I have 2 points I'd like to make, and you are correct. What is the what's the saying? Government never lets a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
The other point is that I was trying to make about the government sending the press releases is I can't.
You mean the CIA? Probably most likely.
Whomever, right? You know, even
what does the CIA do anymore besides just be the butt of so many movies?
They overthrow other governments with their puppets.
But when was that last?
It's happened. It's probably Venezuela,
perhaps.
But so my point was that, you know, if they're sending out these press releases and the media just sort of repeats that the government is in control. Now, why would they want to do that? What I'm trying to get at is that I can't think of a time when the government has taken control over a thing they didn't have control of before and given it back.
No.
That it's ever gone well.
Oh, wait. Sometimes the people get it back. but guns get involved,
such
and
as
bloodshed gets involved.
Well, I mean,
I'm thinking like maybe the creation of this country.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
How about alcohol? So this is one thing that they do: is a license is the government taking your right away and then selling it back to you.
It is what I like to call the time of the stimmy.
Get them stimmy checks.
The stimmy checks. So, the first
captain, I deliver them.
You deliver the stimmy.
I know when the stim checks come out because I'm one of the guys delivering them.
Right.
People love me. They love me. By
the
way.
Like, oh, it's the stimmy
guy. It's either the stimmy check or it's the Amazon package that they paid
with the stimmy,
check.
When the previous stimmy checks came round, some folks took a risk.
They bought guns.
They bought Bitcoin,
or some other
Bitcoin Cash or Ethereum, some other cryptocurrency, right? And it
or Dogecoin or GameStop stock.
GameStop stock, yes. it is surmised that if you took your previous, your $1,200 stimmy that you got, if you got one, and you put that into something like Bitcoin, that you
what do
would
you got,
have
like 12 several thousand
no like $3,000, $4,000, something like that. It was several thousand dollars. Was I don't remember
but
the
that
exact
first check
number.
Came out in like April of last year.
Yeah.
There's been a huge increase in Bitcoin since then.
Absolutely,
there is. It's like almost a factor.
There is. And so the reason I bring this up is because of this article from Bitcoin.com. A Harris poll shows that 1 in 10 Americans will use their stimmy. That's a stimulus check for those of you not paying attention. To buy Bitcoin and Ethereum.
If the government...
Mm-hmm.
Take steps that affect my freedom of speech.
Yes.
So in this sense, Free Talk Live is my show.
Yes.
And my freedom of speech.
Agreed.
If they do things that they haven't charged me with anything.
Nor I.
But they came in here and busted my business up.
Sure enough.
And best I can tell, for no good reason at all. Like, they could have got what they wanted in a variety of ways. They didn't need to come and bang my business up.
Yep.
What kind of recourse do I have?
That is a good question. I'm under the impression that unless you want to undertake an attorney and file a lawsuit against whatever agency or agencies were involved, and we know there were multiple agencies involved, that you would have almost no recourse. And the other thing that's messed up about this is, let's just say you do take that action. You get yourself a nice attorney. You go ahead and you file some lawsuits against the agencies who did the busting up of the place and all the gear and all that stuff. And you try to get some, you know, some recompense out of that. If you do win, that money doesn't come from the people who busted the place up.
This is true.
It comes from the taxpayers. I maintain that the logical thing to do, if government really was looking out for the people and it really wanted to actually stimulate the economy, right, not this sort of like pseudo welfare bonus check that you're getting that they call the stimmy, right, the best possible thing they could have done is just suspend income tax for a year.
I think that
but how many people were on unemployment who weren't working anyways?
Yeah, I think that actually, if you really wanted to stimulate that, you know, these, I'm not saying that that's a bad idea. What you're talking about is moral. If you're talking about something expeditious, something that would really truly work to stimulate the economy or whatever, well, they ran up trillions of dollars in debt.
Yes.
Send that to the American people rather than all these companies.
Well,
these
okay,
big
but,
companies.
But that debt is it is debt. That $1.9 trillion that they recently did, all just printed money. So instead of printing that money, all they had to do is go, okay, no more income tax for a while. And because most people collect a paycheck, right? Most people in the United States don't own a business. They work
most
for
can't
somebody
put their hands
else.
On $1,000.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They work for somebody else. They collect a paycheck.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.